I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Canadian Parliament will soon be voting on a motion to condemn Islamophobia and systematic racial and religious discrimination. Now, while a passed motion isn't a law, it can serve as the foundation for one. Greg Musselman of Open Doors Canada says a law with the same sentiment as this motion could actually restrict free speech and make evangelism more complicated. And it could be very similar to a blasphemy law, something that Musselman can't see Canada adopting.
I think at the end of the day, you know, a law like this, a blasphemy law, will not get in there, because you see what's happened in countries like Pakistan, where it was meant to protect all religious groups, but of course that never happened, and now it's being used against anybody that is not Muslim.
It's a complicated issue, so would you take a moment to pray for clarity in Canada? And then Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance thinks that fulfilling the Great Commission starts with the SAARC region. Now, SAARC is an alliance of eight nations across South Asia, but Shibley says it's about more than just the political bond.
Why this is so important from a missional standpoint is these nations represent still a high concentration of unreached people. So it's absolutely strategic for equipping of pastoral leaders that are on the front lines of planting new churches.
And that's why for the last 5 years, Global Advance has been uniting pastors and leaders from across the SAARC nations.
This group of leaders, their commitment and their goal over the next decade is to plant 10,000 new churches among the SAARC nations, targeting unreached peoples.
We've got more ways for you to pray, encourage, and equip at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.